All right. Does anybody have any questions about Revelation tonight, the book of Revelation? Anybody have any questions about where we're at, what we study, or something what we haven't studied? You got a question? Anybody? I'd like to take questions. You got anything? Anybody? All right, if you don't, take your Bible and look at Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. I've told you before, we're living in Revelation chapter 3, about the latter part. This is all future. It's all future, and everything's got to build up to it. And but in chapter 8, you'll be amazed when the seven trumpets, when the angel starts blowing the seven trumpets. You got the seven seals, you got the seven vials and seven trumpets. And you repeat, it repeats and repeats and goes through the tribulation just like the four gospels. They'll go through it four times. And you'll go through the book of Revelation. Chapter 6 by itself, you went through the book of Revelation. You went through from beginning to end. I'm talking about tribulation period. Now, here you'll notice a lot of thirds. It says a third part of this and a third part of that and a third part of this. I wondered about that third. Why is it a third? Why is it a third? And God's going to judge the world. And in the world, you know, in 20 years ago, the world's not as bad as it was, is now, I mean. And 20 years before that, it wasn't as bad. And a lot of the sin is still there no matter what, but it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And you say, how do you know it's gotten worse? Look at all the killings, man. Amen. Look at all the killings. Last year in Chicago, they said almost 800 killings. Killings. That's not shootings. It's killings. And you think Philadelphia, about 500 or 300, whatever it was. Baltimore. And every year in America, in the major cities of America, there's probably about 10,000 people die. Shootings, robberies, killings, and about 10,000. And then you got, on top of that, you got drunk drivers. And then you got, on top of that, they said now overdose is past drunk drivers. Overdosing is past that. So that's, I think that's 30, 40,000. So you got people dropping right and left, and then you got the death rate going on, and people are dying. And then you got children, how many children being born in the world, and children are being raised by parents that have no business raising kids. Amen. And they're having children so they can just get, the children are a welfare thing. It's a, be able to have children, have money coming in. And I'm not saying all of them, but some of them do. And it's a sad shape of the country where this is going on. And you see all the children being born and not having anybody around to care for them, love them, and discipline them. And they're raised in all kinds of situations and drugs and drinking and fighting and beating and all kinds of stuff. And you know, then you got kids that are getting harder and harder. And they say, well, I prayed. God didn't answer my prayer. God didn't do anything for me. My mom's still the same. My dad's still the same. And my dad did this, and my mama did that, and this and that. And they get so hard. And the Bible says that men's hearts, in the last day, fail them for fear, and there's a lot of fear going on about everything. And here I thought about, why is it a third? But then you find that over in Revelation there, you find the devil, when he fell, he took a third of the angels with him. He took a third. And those third, they, you know, they're devils and unclean spirits. So how many was it? I don't know. It could be in the billions. I mean, because, and I mean, you think about this, 7 billion people on the planet. If God, you know, every man has a measure of faith that God puts in him, and then there's how many millions and millions and millions of Christians, and God says angel, Lord, and camp around about them to fear him and delivers them. So there's a lot going on. Revelation chapter 8, look at verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense. And we went over this last week. Everything up there has a representative down here. That's what God told Moses, make everything according to the pattern that I give you. God had a pattern. And God made such a stink about that pattern, the way things ought to be done, and about the temple being built, and about the clothing that they wore. God made he was such a stickler about it, it had to be done a certain way. And God makes that same, he's a stickler too in the New Testament when it comes to our life. the way things ought to be done. And if you don't do it the way he says, you're in rebellion. And God's a stickler about that stuff. Just like we are trying to raise our kids. You see, you know, a lot of times being Christian parents, we raise our kids, we don't see what's going on out there. World until you go out, they go out on the bus route, and they go out and see that stuff, and they go out on the streets, and you see kids. Why is kids running the streets at night and then robbing and stealing? I mean, why is it? There's no discipline. But God's a stickler about things. And once you get saved, God wants you to change. He expects that of you. And the Bible says this. Verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And we talked about the prayers, your prayers going up. But then when you pray, and these people are praying of Revelation chapter 7, they were killed for the name of Jesus Christ. And their prayers go up in the smoke of the incense. And then God said, the angel takes, in verse 5, he takes fire off the altar and puts it in the incense and throws it back to the earth. And look what it says in verse 5. And the angel took the censer, filled it with the fire of the altar. Where's the fire at? It's up there. It's an altar of fire. And he says, and cast it into the earth. And there was voices thundering. When Saul got knocked off his horse, he heard a voice, but everybody else heard thundering. He said, what is it? Was it voice or thundering? It was both. It was both. And look what else it says, lightning. I remember when I was a kid, it started thundering lightning. I'd run and get up under the bed. And my mother say, and my father would say, God's talking. That was the old saying. How many of y'all have ever heard that? God's talking. And then, you know, somebody came out with, God's up there bowling, you know. He's bowling. Yeah. I was thinking about, I saw the other day somebody posted on this Facebook thing and sent it to me. These Muslims cut these Christians' heads off. And they had them and they were laughing. And they were holding their heads and holding them up, and then they used them for soccer balls. They were kicking their heads around at soccer and laughing. These were Christians that got their heads cut off. And you think God ain't going to do something about that? You think about all the wickedness going on. People say, why would God come back and bring it? Because man's been so stinking wicked. Man, throughout the years and months, everywhere around the world, and they hate God, they hate Christians, they hate anybody that's trying to do right, they hate the book, they just hate. People hate. There's hatred down deep inside. And you know what I can honestly say, sitting, standing in front of you all tonight, I can honestly say, I don't hate nobody. I hate the devil. I have to retract. I hate the devil. But if I hated him, I wouldn't listen as much to him as we do. If I hate him more than like I should hate him. Yeah. The Bible says these things, six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination to him. Amen. God, people have no idea that God hates. Amen. God hates. He hates some things. He hates it when it says when you sow discord among the brethren. Yep. He hates that. He hates a lying tongue. Yep. He hates some things. You say, where is that in the Bible? It's in Proverbs. Go to Proverbs 6. Look at this. God hates some things. And I'll tell you what, the best thing you can do is find out what God hates and what he loves and do with. He says he loves Jerusalem, the apple of his eye. Go to Proverbs 6. Find out what God hates and what he loves and get on his side. I was always on the world's side, the devil's side. Proverbs 6 and verse 16. It says, these six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination on him. The seventh abomination, a proud look, being real proud, thinking that you deserve more than what what I got. I deserve better than this. And looking down your nose at people. Amen. You look down your nose at people, God hates that. A proud look, amen, thinking that you're better than somebody else. We all got that in us. We got to fight it. You say, what do you got to do? You got to fight that stuff. A lying tongue. You got to fight that. You got to fight about that lying. I mean, you get in the habit. Some people tell so many lies, they don't know. They get caught in lies. They don't know which lie they told to cover the other lie. They just lie, lie, lie. You know, and the Bible tells you over in Revelation 21 in verse 8 about the lying, you know, all liars shall have their part in the lake. And people, you know, you see these politicians up there on the TV today. They're up there talking. I got the TV running, and I'm in the garage working. and they're up there talking about this and this, and they always say the American people deserve more. They care less about the American people. They care less. They have an agenda, and they want their money. They want all that stuff. It was funny that Donald Trump tweeted that, why are y'all messing with that, you know, they wanted to change the laws of the, or change the, it was a law that they made, investigation of any corruption which in the Senate and the Congress. They wanted to change that to stop that. And they didn't want nobody investigating them. That's what it is. And Donald Trump texted him and said, why are y'all wasting time with that? Why don't you take care of Obamacare and do all this? And then they changed the whole thing again. They went back doing something else. But they're a bunch of liars. Amen. They're a bunch of liars. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. And God, you know what God told David? David said, you're not going to build my temple.
That's right, amen.
You know what? David said, why, Lord? He said, you shed too much blood. A lot of bloodshed. You know why Solomon never fought, never got in a battle? And he was the one that built the temple. And it says, a heart that devised wicked imaginations. That's Hollywood. But we all got that in our heart. You got to fight against that. Everything here is something every one of us got to fight against. Feet that be swift to run to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Then he goes, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart, tie them about thy neck, and when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of a tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Boy, that is truth, brother. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? And he goes on down talking about that. But it's right in there where God says, these things I hate. And now look on back to Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, it says, and the smoke of the incense came with the prayers of the saints and ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And then it says, verse 5, that there were voices, thundering, lightnings, and earthquake. Now, people say that's Mother Nature. Just, I don't believe earthquakes is Mother Nature. I believe God directs it. I believe you can say all you want. Well, it's the gravity and the platelets, they're moving. God tells them to do that. Yeah. And the Bible talks about there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. And it's going to, and it's, they just had, you know, they don't hardly report the earthquakes much anymore unless it's a real big one. If it's a big one, that's when they report it. But small ones, they don't report them. But there's earthquakes every day. Every day. The big one they just had one in, where was it? In Midwest, somewhere. It was 6.2 in Indonesia, but they just had one in the West the other day. I thought it was like Nevada somewhere. And the Bible says, and the first angel sounded. Now notice how many times that third. And it said, there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And let me say this too. I get no joy out of reading this. And a guy that gets up and goes, oh boy, I can't wait to God. It bothers me. Amen. Knowing that this is coming. And man still says, God can take a hike.
Right.
The first angel sounded, they followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. And a third part of the trees were burnt up. All green grass was burnt up. It's like just like in Egypt, God starts bringing judgment. And he says, you know what Pharaoh said? This is what the world says, just like Pharaoh. Who's God? Who is God that I should let his people go? You know what he found out? Who God was. He asked. He wanted to know. He found out. And the second angel sounded, and a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. Is that would that be like a crater, not a crater, but a, no? Something coming out of the sky. The second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. Okay, that could be the, out there in Hawaii right now, there's a constant eruption of a volcano that's going into the sea. And it says, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life, died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. Now, there's going to be something that's really good. You're talking about a tsunami. Or you talking about, rather, you're talking about something shaking the third part of the sea. You got the Atlantic. You got the Pacific. You've got the Indian Ocean. You've got the Mediterranean Sea. You've got, I mean, there's so many. They say the seven seas. But a third part of that? A third part of the seas, the ships, the third part of the ships destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. So you get all the, not only the salt water, but you also got the fresh water. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the water because they were made bitter. Now, go to Jeremiah chapter 9. Go to Jeremiah here. And similar here. Jeremiah chapter 9. It says, Jeremiah chapter 9, look at verse 13. And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imaginations of their own heart, and after Balaam, talking about the Jews, and where their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning of women, that ye may come and send for cunning women, that they may come. And let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, and that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out of water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women. And then this is Jeremiah preaching to them. Tell them this is going to happen if you don't get straightened out. And it happened. Now go back to Revelation 8. And the world says this. Man, I'm telling you what, this is all going to go the same way as always has. And like I said, we're not doomsday preachers or anything like that. But I tell you that when the Bible says something's going to happen, we're not going to be here at the time. But if you're not saved, you will. But if you're saved, you're going to be gone. But I can't imagine leaving my grandchildren here for this. I can't imagine that. I want to see my grandkids saved. Amen. It's so important to me to make sure they're saved, make sure they love the Lord, make sure if I ever live long enough to have great-grandchildren, if the Lord tarries, I want to make sure my great-grandchildren are saved. Amen. From here on out, I want to make sure they're all living for God. And you say, how do you do that? I pray and seek God and try to be a good testimony in front of them and do my part. If I do my part, I know God will do his part and work on their hearts. And it says, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. A third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters. I know when I got saved, when I first got saved in the 70s, I thought, man, if all this stuff is going to happen, man, I don't want no children. I don't want no children. I don't want nobody. We had five kids. And I thought, my kids ain't going to grow up. The Lord's going to be back. Now my kids are growing up, and they got kids. And I got grandkids. And I thought, my grandkids ain't going to grow up. They ain't going to. Here we got a granddaughter just turned 16. I'm thinking, well, she's not going to have children before the Lord come back. It could be. She could have children. Yeah. They could have kids. Yeah. But you know what happens? The devil will try to get you to say, well, we've been hearing about this all our life. I'm just going to take it easy, man. I'm not going to get fanatical about this thing. I'm not going to live for God like that. And you start laying down and laying down and laying down and laying down and laying down. And before long, your kid says, and it wasn't real in the first place. and their kids won't listen to you, you'll be just like Lot. You'll be like Lot beating on the door going, hey, he's going to take it. He's going to burn the city. And they'll go, you're crazy. What have you been drinking? Well, you're crazy. I believe that's why the Lord put that illustration or that whole story in the Bible. It was a true story about Lot. And Jesus said, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming Son of Man. We got a bunch of Christians living like hell. And their kids are living like hell. And then their grandkids will live like hell. And their grandkids don't even want to hear nothing about Jesus Christ. And when you finally do get right, they'll say, you're a phony. When you are right. So what do? You keep praying. You keep doing what's right. You don't quit. So many Christians quit, falling by the wayside. And Jesus says, shall I find faith on the earth? Man, you know how you're going to stay? You got to stay with it. It's a fight. Amen. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Yeah, I mean, we think, well, you get saved. This is bed of roses, man. This is easy street. No, it ain't all the time. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it's going to be a battle. And you're going to say, God, well, what's going on? We went through that. We went through 2016. We're going, God, what's going on? What's going on? I know, but I'm going to trust you. You got to get the faith of Job. Job said, though he slay me, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to serve him no matter what. I don't care if he kills me. I'm going to serve him. You got to get that down deep in you, man. If you don't have it, you ain't going to last. And if there's a third, look at verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded. And a third part of the sun was smitten. And a third part of the moon. And a third part of the stars, as the third part of the of them was darkened. And you know, scientists, you know, and NASA and everything, they're looking up out there in space and they're saying, something's going on. Something's happening in space. We can't explain it. Something's happening. We don't know what it is. Then they start make predictions. They start saying, well, we could, the sun could blow up in the year 2518. No, the Bible says when the Lord comes back, he's going to make a new heaven, new earth. Sun ain't going to be, he's going to do all that. I believe it's going to be soon, but I don't know when. I might be up here preaching 80 years old. He's coming. And you say, well, you said that 20 years ago. Yeah, but we're closer now than we ever have been.
Amen.
Amen.
That'd be the truth.
Amen.
So, well, you were wrong, weren't you, back there when you were 60 years old? No, man. 20 years closer. I can't see the thing going 20 years. Really can't. But they said that in the 70s. But I can't see it going. Especially when you come dealing with Israel, when he said, you know, when this generation, go back, I was reading Mark. Go to Mount Mark. Mark chapter I got it marked in my other Bible. Now here it is, Mark chapter 13. Go to Mark 13. This is cool. This is really cool. I was reading this. It says, now learn, and this is in Matthew too as well. It's in Luke as well. Now learn the parable of a fig tree. You know the fig tree is Israel. You know that. When her branches is yet tender, and the Bible talks about Israel having branches, and the Bible says, as we got in on the salvation, Romans chapter 11, we were grafted into the tree, okay? We grafted into the fig tree. And it says, don't boast because you were grafted in a wild branch into a fig tree. Now look at this. When her branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So it's saying, when the Lord's coming back, it's going to be sometime during the summertime or near summer. So ye, in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the door. And now this is talking, it's talking about the advent. That's what this is talking about. Because in verse 24 it says, in those days after tribulation the sun shall be on, so on. And, but look at verse, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. What generation? The only thing I can come up with is the generation that seen Israel, the fig tree, become a nation. So how long is that generation? That generation's dying off. That World War II generation, they're dying off, man. Dr. Rumble was 94. Linda's dad was 92. He was in World War II. That World War II generation is dying off, and there's still a few around. But he says, look here. He said, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and the hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. But take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Now, if this is talking about the Advent is 7 years ahead. So, but Israel, the fig tree, is still relevant. It's still there. So a generation, what, if it's 70 years, according to Psalms chapter 90, is it 70 years? If it's 70 years, that's 2018. Then you got 7 years off of that. That would be back 2011. So that can't be it. Because 2011 didn't come. So, I mean, no. Now, 1948, 70 years is what? That's 2018. But it could be, but then he says, if you, in Psalms 90, he says, but if you lived 80, you're blessed beyond that. So if it's 80, that's 2028. You take 7 years off of that. There's a lot of guessing. A lot of guessing. That means it's 2021. We're at 2017. 4 years, Trump's 4 years in office? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things you can say we can go from here, but I know this, it's getting closer. And look at here. I'm not ready to quit. Lord helping me. I'm not ready to quit. A lot of Christians are quitting. And what they do is they blame the brethren for it. They'll blame the church for it. They'll blame the preacher for it. They'll blame somebody. That blame game goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. Amen. You can't blame nobody for quitting. Amen. Look at verse 34. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, that's us, and to every man his work, and commanded the potter or the porter to watch. So he says, watch and pray. I was reading about when he was in the garden, he told Peter, he said, couldn't y'all watch but an hour? And then I started thinking, an hour. I mean, if I've had that lady figure up, if 1,000 years is one day with the Lord, and one day is 1,000 years, a man's life, if he lived 70 years, is an hour and a half, or an hour and 45 minutes. And he said, couldn't you watch an hour? So is that 40 years? Couldn't you watch but an hour? And then he says, watch. And then he goes and says, look at verse 35. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. At even? Even is from 6 to 9 in the morning, I mean at night. At midnight, 9 to 12. At the cock crowing, from 12 to 3. Or in the morning, 3 to 6. And he says, lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. He comes back, and he's timing Peter and all of them. He says, watch and pray, and they're sleeping. The late I was seeing church, he's beating on the door. He's outside. He said, what are they doing in there? They're sleeping. Right. In the churches today around the country, around the world, man, only Bible-believing churches are still awake. But we're drowsy. Very drowsy, sitting in church. Yeah, I watch people sitting in here sometimes Sunday morning. Service could be high, and they'd be gone. Why? Because you lose interest. You lose interest. You get caught up in things of this world. You lose interest in the things of God. So you're asleep, want to go to sleep. Leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I just want to get some sleep. Look at verse 37, what he says. But I say unto you, what I say unto you, I say unto you all, watch. Better keep your eyes open.
Amen.
You better keep your eyes open. Why? The Bible tells you, you better watch and pray, because the devil sets snares for Christians. And when you watch and pray, you won't get caught in a snare. And a snare is a trap. We better stop right there, take a prayer request. The fourth angel, verse 12, that's where we stop. All right.